Welcome to This Youth Generation, working to improve the quality of life for youth in our community. I'm your host, Dion D. Price, author and youth life skills coach. I'm looking forward to engaging you on the topic of critical issues concerning today's youth generation by way of informative edutainment through storytelling, discussions, and interviews. If you're a parent, educator, or youth worker, this program will be a valuable resource for you. Let's get to it. This Youth Generation, Dion Price, Life of a Youth Worker, Life Skills Academy. This episode talks about the effect of consequences and does consequences change behavior? And what motivates young people to do well or excel? And what is the challenge with those who don't? So speaking to parents, youth workers, coaches, and mentors, there is always a debate as to what really motivates young people. Is it self-motivation? Do they have some innate desire to excel and do well? Or do some youth need a little micromanaging? So it's a healthy conversation I'd like to have, get some input from you, and give you some insight on what I've experienced in my capacity. So, do consequences change behavior? Do you have a young person in your life that seems to just can't get motivated, can't get going? And do you have some young people that just have it together and are set a standard of excellence for themselves and they're excelling in every avenue? Interesting conversation I had with a parent who was concerned that her young person, her son, who had been doing well in school with her support, constant support, almost nagging to the point where step by step, she ensured that he was on time. She was constantly ensuring that he was doing what he needed to do to get what he needed to get in school. And as a result, through that constant presence, he was able to do well, get a decent amount of a grade point average to get excelled and go on to college. He went on to a private school, and within two semesters, independently of his mom, he had flunked out. I've seen this many a times, and in conversation with certain parents, is it a surprise? When I spoke about this incident with this and other parents under similar circumstances, that once they got that freedom, they didn't do so well. Well, the answer is they didn't have the consequence of a nagging parent to ensure that they were doing. Those young people are unmotivated, did not have the self-motivations and independent to do well on their own. And when those tight restrictions and that hovering and that support system is separate and they have to do it on their own, they are not so motivated. So the motivation was the consequence of, if I don't get this done, my mother's going to be in my ear. My father's going to restrict me, put me on punishment, or he's going to be grounded. Or if I don't do well in school, I won't be eligible for basketball. Those are consequences that motivate young people. But when those consequences are no longer present, what motivates these young people to do what they need to do? Today, we're having a healthy generation of young people, an alarming generation of young people that are completely unmotivated. Some of them don't want to work. Some of them don't want to do much of anything. They want luxuries, but they don't seem to want to do the work to get those luxuries. They're constantly looking for the easy way to be an entrepreneur, to not have to be accountable. They're looking for those outs. They're looking for gig economy, looking for something on the internet. They're looking for social media, something relatively easy so that they don't have to be accountable. They don't have to work hard. This is what's happening to this generation. Not all, but I'm generalizing a healthy number of young people opting out of traditional employment, traditional education, traditional training, because it requires a little bit of discipline, a considerable amount of discipline. And if you give young people the option, they will opt out. I'm seeing that in the many programs that I'm working with in different capacities with young people. If there's not an incentive, you're not going to get much participation. If there's not a consequence, you're not going to get much participation. I'm doing this class because if I don't, I'm not going to graduate. That's a consequence. Not, I'm doing this class because I love the nature of education and I want to do well and I have a set an expectation for myself to excel in everything I do. That's not there in most cases. I also see an environment where there's parents that have excellent students that are doing well, yet they have one or two that are not. That's where the difference between nature versus nurture. Naturally, some people are self-motivated, have the aptitude and the personal expectation to do well, to want to excel. That doesn't happen with everyone. Some people have a natural, healthy, competitive spirit, which is what I call it, and some people need to be a little pushed. Some people don't. So is it nature that they have the natural innate ability to do well and motivate themselves and have the self-motivation to do well? Or do they need a little nurturing instead of nature? That means nurture, you need somebody on your ear constantly. I have one of my own, my last sonny boy. And after basketball season, his motivation and drive to do well in school just dropped tremendously. Why? Because he knew he had to maintain a certain GPA to maintain eligible for basketball, right? After that, I noticed every spring, his grades drop. So what's the motivation? We have to help them understand that there's a discipline associated with everything, and the consequences of an undisciplined individual, an unmotivated individual, an individual with very little or no self-discipline will set themselves up for failure because they're not going to meet the expectations to meet any needs, no matter what they desire to do. The other option here, the other caveat here is to consider the comfortability. Some of them are comfortable where they are. So what's their motivation for change? There's no consequence. I look to my environment as I grew up in a highly challenging environment as depicted in the book, Raised in Hell. I had to get the hell out of LA. That was my motivation. I didn't need a parent. I didn't need any motivation. I knew that I had to get the hell out of LA in the worst environment, in the worst time period to be in LA. I know my motivation was I got to get the hell out of LA somehow, some way. And that somehow and some way was to get eligible enough. I wasn't excellent enough in sports, varsity basketball and football, but wasn't good enough to get any scholarships. So I had to be eligible academically for Cal State school. That was my motivation. Now, many of these young people are not in desperation mode. They're not in a harmful, hazardous environment. They're comfortable. And many people say this, comfort can be a hazard. If you're too comfortable, you're not going to move. You're not going to drive. You're not going to do anything. You're going to stay in that comfort zone. Also working with a parent in a situation where they have a young adult living with them, several of these situations, this scenario, it happens so frequently. It's so many examples of this personally and in my work, is that a young person is comfortable living with their parent well into their late 20s and 30s, and they're comfortable because there's very little or no consequences. They have a roof over their head. They got food. They can come and go as they please. They don't have to contribute. There's no real pressure for them to get up and get out. They know emotionally their parent, usually their mother, is not going to kick them out. The father will kick them out. Well, let me correct. The father will kick a male son out, but he won't kick his daughter out, right? But a mother, she won't kick any one of them out. So in most cases, in alarmingly increases, there are young men being raised by their mother and they're allowed to live in their mother's environment for a long period of time without any consequences and not instilling in them the discomfort of you need to get yourself together or you're going to be homeless, you're going to have to find somewhere else to live. They're comfortable. So what is their motivation to change, to improve their discipline, to get employment, to start paying bills? So we have a generation of young people that are too comfortable, right? And they don't have the self-motivation. How do we motivate these young people? Consequences change behavior. We have to make them feel uncomfortable. My own son that I'm looking right now, I got the clock ticking. I said, once you're out of high school at 18, now you're a grown man in another grown man's house. And it's going to be real uncomfortable. It's going to be real uncomfortable for him very soon, right? And I'm letting him feel that discomfort right away. And many people say, well, that's a little harsh. No, he's an African-American man. It's going to get a lot harder than this. You're just getting started, right? So I'm making him feel a little bit of discomfort. And I think it's healthy, right? Discomfort is healthy because it motivates you to fix something that's not working or change the environment because you're not comfortable. Discomfort motivates you to change something to reach comfortability. Now, if you're already comfortable, what's your motivation to change? You got a television, you got food. Hey, I'm kicking it. So now you're 35 years old, still in the same situation, right? So how can we make them feel just uncomfortable enough so they can move with a purpose, right? And where does that discomfort come from? How do we do that? The danger of young people not being uncomfortable, how do you get that? How can we inspire young people to work through their discomfort? Well, sports is a good example of that. We can start with football or any type of discipline where you're doing working before the season starts. They used to call it hell week, your training, and all that discomfort of sweating and pushing yourself physically. It makes you uncomfortable, but you're working through that discomfort so you can be fit enough and capable enough to do what you need to do when the game starts. Life is the same way. We got to make them uncomfortable. The discipline it takes of getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning to make it to school on time, to study for a test, the challenge of failing and having to do research, the discomfort of reading chapters and chapters of a volume of book so that you can make this lesson plan, or you can respond to this quiz, and you can make it this test. You can pass a test by knowing and retaining information. That's discipline. And that's going to transfer into adulthood when these young people have to do some research. They're going to have to come up with a skill set. They're going to have to invest in themselves to do well at something, to be a professional in an industry that's going to help you sustain your life. There's a discipline associated with everything. If there's no discipline, whether it's an instrument, learning a craft, learning how to code, learning a trade, learning any type of physical skill set or trade, that's all a discipline. So we have to get young people comfortable developing the discipline to do some things that are uncomfortable, but doing it anyway. I heard a motivational sports figure say, you do something, I believe it was Mike Tyson. You do something that's so uncomfortable, working out to the point that you hate it, but you do it consistently like you love it. I'm sorry, I believe that was Kobe Bryant. But at any rate, it holds true. No one wants to be doing all these push-ups and running miles, but you're conditioning so you can do well in that event, right? Success happens when opportunity meets preparation. Are we preparing our young people for that when that opportunity presents itself? We have to do our part. What are your thoughts on this? If you're a parent, youth worker, counselor, coach, what are your thoughts on how discomfort or comfortability can either help or hurt our young people? And how do we inspire them and motivate them to be able to do what they need to do without the support and micromanaging of a parent, a coach, or a mentor? If you appreciate this content and this type of programming, subscribe, like, and share this work. Just a thought, just a message, this youth generation, Deon Price, just a humble servant trying to make a difference. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this program, download the podcast or subscribe to the channel. We appreciate your support.